join the conversation with us this morning as we talk AI. Now, since the term AI was first coined by the cognitive scientist Richard McCarthy and his team in preparation for the sort of 1956 Dartmouth AI conference, machines that can demonstrate human-like intelligence have been sort of the holy grail of the artificial intelligence field. And this morning we chat to Ridion Snell, and he is the Leonardo leader at SAP or SAP Africa. And we will probably have a chat to him right now about the sort of influence of AI. So AI expert at SAP Africa says it has certainly endured some of the rough times, falling well short of the type of popularized by media, in addition to the sort of unrealistic expectations that were created and not met by the reality of AI's sort of narrow capabilities. And as I said, we chat to Ridion Snell, and he's with us this morning. And we're going to specifically be concentrating on chatbots this morning. So, Ridion, a very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Morning, Zane. Are you well?
I'm good. What are chatbots, and how are they sort of changing the face of business, Ridion? But first of all, what is the Leonardo leader?
Great way to kick us off, Zane. So Leonardo was obviously inspired by the one of the greatest minds of our time, Leonardo da Vinci. And really, it's focused on how SAP makes innovation real. That's very simply put. If you think about design thinking as a means of eliciting business outcomes, and then using all of these exponential technologies such as Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, blockchain, analytics, big data, weaving them all together, all powered through our cloud, solving business outcomes, that's the essence of Leonardo. Faster innovation with less risk.
Okay, so it's using that innovation to enhance your business and to drive your business forward.
Absolutely.
There we go. So, okay, now we got that out of the way. What are chatbots, and what are chatbots all about? You know, I was chatting to Rafik earlier this morning. Are there various sort of different forms of chatbots? Because these days, when you look at WhatsApp and you look at Facebook, for instance, if you click on Amina's cookies or something like that, then this thing pops up at the bottom, and they want you to chat to them.
Yeah, exactly right. Right. So, I mean, very simply put, chatbots are software programs that try and simulate real conversations, usually on the internet. And as you just correctly pointed out now, if you ever browse these websites and at the bottom right you see this guy or this girl pop up and ask to help you, in most cases, that's usually a chatbot. And of course, there's more technical definitions for them. For example, they're powered by natural language processing, natural language understanding, natural language generations, more commonly referred to as NLP or NLU or NLG, which helps the bot then get and understand intent and context. They also leverage technologies like machine learning and big data to help them improve their capability. But in a nutshell, that's what a chatbot really is. Mm. As for how it's changing businesses, this is the second part of your question. So if we look at customer services as an example, right? We see this huge increase in the volume of calls, the increase in waiting times, and consumers are demanding a better experience from brands. As a business, you need to think about how you actually need to scale in order to service that need. And scaling with human agents, that's not necessarily economically feasible. So the question then becomes, how do you leverage technology to actually help you drive and service this need? And that's where chatbots is perfectly poised to enter. So if you think about your ability as the business to offer, for example, 24/7 customer support, get the right questions answered to your consumers in the language of their choice, no hold times, consistent experience, increase in query resolution, decrease in waiting times. Those are some of the benefits that chatbots can then bring to your business.
Yeah. So, but the thing is that we still need people to manage those chatbots. The big concern here, and we're chatting to Ridion Snell, he's the Leonardo leader at SAP or SAP Africa. The big problem that I find in business these days is that there is this huge, I would say for people over the age of about 35, 40, we're going to go into 4.0, and the hassle with this is is that we eventually going to get ourselves out of a job. But it's not that. It's just changing your job description within the job that you got at the moment. So even if we have chatbots, which brings about this incredible, and I believe exactly what you said now, it brings about a faster system. And we've seen an increase in, we've actually seen an increase in online shopping to go up to 25%, 14 billion rand being spent in South Africa on online shopping. So how is AI being incorporated into businesses at the moment?
Yeah, so spot on. The focus there is really, from our perspective, the augmentation aspect that these technologies can bring to bear. So to your point, you absolutely still rely on this human handoff, this human intervention, but it's about taking care of these lower level, monotonous, mundane functions so that the human agents can actually start focusing on higher level business impacting decisions and functions in that area. In terms of how it's being incorporated in business, so really what we're seeing is a lot of this explosion of data and how AI is helping businesses make sense of this data. What insights can they glean from this data? How can they then be able to make informed decisions based on the swath of data that's being interrogated, analyzed, in order to help them move their businesses forward? So take telcos as an example, right? So with AI now, we can relatively accurately predict the propensity of churn for certain of their consumers based on the data available, right? Or take banking, how we can synthesize all of your data across spend patterns, the income you've received, your risk portfolio, et cetera, and look at offering hyper-personalized products and services to you as a consumer.
Chatting this
scenario planning.
Sorry, chatting to Rudy and Snell this morning, Leonardo, leader at SAP and SAP Africa. Rudy, how advanced are we and how up-to-date are we in South Africa in terms of AI?
So what's really cool is that because we live in this globally connected world, we have access to these global solutions, right? So the same technology that is available in Europe or the US or in Asia is available to us in South Africa here as well. It's the same solutions. What we need to do is really cultivate this culture of increasing adoption of these types of solutions. And we do that by showcasing how these solutions are able to drive business value. So in terms of how advanced we are, I would say we certainly have access to the same toys in the same playpen. What we need to focus on is how do we cultivate this embracement of
the AI
technology
itself
as a means of leveraging business outcomes and driving them.
Yeah, Rudian, thanks very much. It's Rudian Snell, the Leonardo leader at SAP. It's